As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
New year, new healthier you, right guys? I know Omar and I have gotten a jump start on our eating healthier kick these days thanks to HelloFresh. Break out of your dinner rut with HelloFresh's 22 plus seasonal chef curated recipes each week. There's literally something for everyone, including low calorie, vegetarian, and family friendly recipes every week. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and prepping so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes or even 20 minutes with their quick recipe options. HelloFresh can also help you eat more sustainably with HelloFresh's pre-portioned ingredients. It means there's less prep for you and less food waste. Plus, you can easily change your delivery days or food preferences and skip a week whenever you need. Get mouthwatering seasonal recipes and pre-measured ingredients delivered right to your door with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh makes cooking at home fun, easy, and affordable. Go to HelloFresh.com/ladies10 and use code ladies10 during HelloFresh's New Year's sale for 10 free meals, including free shipping. That's go to HelloFresh.com/ladies10 using code ladies10 for free shipping and 10 free meals.
From Podcast One and the Lady Gang, are you ready for a relatable, unapologetic take on life? This is the Ladies Like Us podcast with Nazanin Mandy and Nadia Mohan.
Boom, boom. Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Ladies Like Us. I'm Nadia Mohan.
And I'm Nazanin Mandy.
And we are back for another episode. Talking to some great people.
Yeah, I'm excited about today's guest.
Me too.
But let's talk about Latin Grammys. We just got back from Vegas.
Ah, yes.
And I have to say, this was one of our most tame Vegas trips.
Yeah, you beat me to the punch. I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, it was very grown.
It was. We're so boring now.
I'm fine with it. I'm not going to lie. Like, Miguel and I went back up to the room at what, 2? Probably. But we slept for like 2 hours and then him and I got back up and went downstairs and gambled.
That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, we stayed up walking around for a little bit, but there was nothing to do. It was just, we were just over it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to go to sleep. And so I don't even know what time we went to sleep. But yeah, Omar came down. It was fun. Like, it was just chill. I mean, we went to an industry party.
Wait.
So there wasn't like much for us to do there. Miguel had to go, you know, obligations for, you know, business stuff. And but yeah, it was very uneventful.
Yeah, it was tame, except we killed that carpet.
Oh, man.
That was like major highlights.
Yeah. So like, many people have been like, you guys killed that shit. That's
so
one of my favorite looks.
It is. It's one of mine, too.
So
like head to toe.
Danny styled you.
Uh-huh.
And I remember you sent me that picture of your dress. And I was like, oh, my God, this dress is incredible.
Yeah.
Tom Ford. And we were like, okay, so every time, so this is our process. Every time Nas walks a carpet, she gets styled. She does her fitting first.
Yes.
She picks her dress. Then she sends her dress to me and whoever's doing hair.
Right.
And we come up with the look.
Uh-huh.
And because I just feel like that has to come first. The outfit
has to
come first.
Like, it has to.
Because there has to be harmony. Like if you're in the glam world and you just want to do what you want to do, it's not going to be cohesive.
No, and
you can always tell on carpets.
And it's also disrespecting the entire team.
I agree.
You know?
There has to be harmony.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we looked at the dress and we had like, we're like, okay, we could either go sleek and chic or we can pump it up and glam. Do va va vu.
And that's what we did.
Yeah, and we were like, no, we got it. It's Latin Grammys. Yeah.
You can't go sleek and chic. Yes, you gotta go.
No. It was so good. Yeah. It was the right choice. Hair. Eduardo killed it.
He did.
That was such
he
good hair.
Does.
I know he does. But man, and just classic clean makeup with your winged eye.
You guys all killed it.
Yeah, it was good.
It's one of my favorites.
Woo!
Yeah, but yeah, Vegas was awesome.
Yeah.
Chill.
What else happened? Omar and I went to Nick's show.
Oh, that's
Nick
right.
Nick is Miguel's brother. He goes by Nonchalant Savant, and he is an artist as well. And, you know, he's up and coming and getting, you know, his music together. And so he had a show at Townhouse in Venice.
Uh-huh.
And, man, it was off the chain.
That's
like,
so dope.
Everyone was dancing. And what was the most cool about it all, what I thought, was that people were trickling in that uh-huh. weren't invited, right? They just were coming in. You could just tell they were not part of the group.
Right.
People that were traveling or out of town, because Venice is a popular place for people.
And it's like on the boardwalk. It's
right.
Like right there.
Right. It's like right there. A lot of tourists are around. Mm-hmm. So people are trickling in and they see the vibe and they're like, ooh, this shit's good.
Yeah,
and like,
dope.
It was just everyone was dancing and having a good time.
And that's rare in LA, guys.
No, for real.
It's like really
for
rare.
Real. And nobody gave a shit how they looked. Nobody was on their phones.
Oh,
everybody was just
dope.
There to have a good time and vibe with the music. It was such a vibe. And I'm so proud of Nick. He
Yay,
killed it. Yeah.
Nick. That's
he
awesome.
It.
He was saying they're doing it every other month.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So.
And he's calling it Roll and Wine.
Yes.
So if you guys want to check it out, I highly suggest it. It's a really good time.
So the next one will be in January then.
I guess, yeah. We'll repost when he does it
we'll
so
make
you guys
a commercial
can know.
For him.
Ooh. And I actually met one of our listeners there.
You did?
Yeah, she
That's
was like,
awesome.
I love your podcast. And I was like, yay. It was just, it's
That's
cool,
awesome.
You know, to meet people that actually listen. I was like, thank you for listening. But yeah, it was a good time. And what else? That's about it. I can't really think.
Yeah, it's just been like a lot of work stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Everything's like either coming to a head or coming to an end.
Speaking of coming to an end.
So, what?
Retrograde is over.
Thank God. It dragged us.
Oh my God.
By our hair.
I've never been dragged so far
no.
and so hard.
That was just turbulent. It was bad, guys.
Yeah, it was really bad.
But I think it all needed to happen.
Yeah, it does.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
these are things that you just have, it's life.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to go with the punches. You got to go with the flow and like learn and do better.
Yeah.
That's really it.
Yep. Like Maya Angelou says, when you know better, you do better.
Exactly. Oh, she's getting deep.
Okay.
Yes.
Dropping bombs. Okay. So, what? Did anything shitty happen to you this week in particular?
No, I don't know, actually.
Nothing crazy?
Thank God.
That's good.
Nothing shitty, knock
That's
on
good.
Wood. It's been a transitional week.
Got it.
So I now have, like, new management.
Okay.
Which I really needed.
Right.
Because if I'm going to push the theatrical world,
right,
I need management that is well-versed in the theatrical world.
Right.
If that's what I'm going to do.
Perfect.
So I finally found the right team. And
good.
It's been my whole life trying to find the right team.
Right.
And I feel so amazing about them. And
how do you find the right team? What's that process like?
It's a long process.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to meet with multiple people.
Mm-hmm. Agencies or like how I know
management
nothing.
Companies.
Okay.
So my agent, who I'm very happy with, I'm with Abrams, set up all of these meetings.
Ah, okay.
So I just went from meeting to meeting, sat and we talked and, you know, they tell me what they can offer. I tell them what's going on.
Right.
And then I make the decision.
And is it like off of a vibe that you get from them? Or like it's just like a collaboration of things?
Yeah.
Huh?
Like, so now I'm with Authentic. Mm-hmm. Their name is Authentic. And before I went into this meeting, Miguel called me and was like, I know who you're meeting with.
Oh.
And I'm like, really? How? And they used to work at WME,
oh.
which is his
right,
agency.
Right.
So they were highly recommended.
Ah.
And I went and sat with them, and I've actually met one of them before.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, it was just so natural.
Familiar.
It was familiar and natural. I love that they come from WME.
Right.
They have the knowledge.
Right.
But, yeah, we all hit it off right away.
Perfect.
Like, it was right away. But I still had more meetings to take.
Ah.
I didn't want to cancel on anybody. You know, it's.
And you just never know. You shouldn't
exactly.
just take the first one. Like, I'm such a believer in that. Like, know your options.
And I did.
Yeah.
But throughout the entire process, I knew who I was going to go with.
You were comparing everybody to that.
And at the end of the day, I hit my agent, Matt, and was like, you know who I'm going with? He's like, yes, because I feel the same way.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and he called him and was like, let's do this.
Nice.
So now we have everything in order, and I'm just really excited. I feel like this is a fresh start for me, and they're really going to push it, and I'm just really, really happy.
Listen, everyone in Hollywood has a team.
Yes.
Like, they are the product of the success of their team.
Absolutely.
You know, and so, like, all these people that you see, there's so many people behind every actor, every, you know, famous person, and it's like you are the team.
Yeah.
And it's so important that you found a team that you really love.
It's priceless.
Yeah.
Because I've had, oh my gosh, people that promise you things and they don't follow through.
Right.
Or, you know, there's so many of those people.
Right.
They're all talk.
Or do they, a lot of times, like, will they push, they manage other people, right? You're not the only client.
I mean, this is like a management firm,
right?
So they have a lot of clients,
so then sometimes people can get lost in the
wayside. You get lost in the shuffle,
right?
Or you get shelved,
right?
Or they're trying to push other avenues on you.
Right.
Like, I know I'm not touring, I'm not doing music,
right.
My past management, it was kind of, you know.
It doesn't serve a purpose for you anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
There's so much love there, but I know I'm not.
It's business.
Exactly.
It's business.
And I'm not going to be a touring artist. I'm not doing music full time. Mm-hmm. I want to act.
So yeah.
This is my passion.
Yeah.
So let's not play these games.
Right.
Let's do this the right way.
Are you still, do you think you're still going to work on music along the way?
Just we're putting out, second single comes out next year.
Oh, nice.
So I'm just going to drop singles probably like 3 times a year. Just
like
put music out.
Yeah, why not?
Exactly.
Why? And that's what's cool about what happens now is, like, before it was like, you have to pick, are you going to be an actor or are you going to be a singer? And if you're going to be a singer, you have to do this and you have to make albums and you have to tour and it's like, it's not like that anymore. The industry's completely changed. You can do so many things. You can do things that intertwine with one another. It's really cool, and it's great for people that are creative and artistic and have so much to express. So that is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
It's cool.
So that's my week.
Awesome.
And I'm tired. I need more coffee.
Man, my blow is my damn car. And I'm really pushing it to the limit.
I know.
Just because it's like, I don't have a car payment, and it's so nice to not have a car payment.
You're paying for the reliability.
Of course. Of course.
Do you know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah. So this morning I called Nas and I'm like, did you leave already? Because my car is not starting.
Yeah.
And it was like, and I kept doing gas. And finally I kept doing it. Finally I gassed it.
Uh-huh.
And then it started. Because I remember hearing my mom say, well, sometimes you just got to give it a little gas.
So that's what she did.
Which is a great life motto, by the way.
She's going to pass this on to her kids.
Sometimes, guys, you got to give it a little gas.
There you go.
But yeah, I gassed it and it started.
See?
And I made it on my way. But I was like, damn it. Time to get a new car.
Yeah.
But I am one of those people that was so afraid of credit that I didn't really touch my credit.
Right.
So I don't have like horrible credit. I just have a lack of credit.
Mm-hmm.
So I do need to build my credit. So
this
I can,
is it.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's time.
Yeah.
My God, I'm 34. Jesus. When am I going to grow up? Someday.
It's happening.
Yeah, I know. It's slowly happening.
Yeah.
It's painful, but
it's
happening. All right, guys.
Up next, we'll be speaking with the powerhouse ladies behind the classic skincare brand Sonia Dekar. Sonia and her daughter, Mimi Dekar. I just left South Africa and I'm currently in the very beautiful Bali, which means once sunset hits, I got a lot of downtime on my hands. So you know what I do? I play Best Fiends. If you're looking for a fun way to pass the time while engaging your brain and enjoying breathtaking visuals, Best Fiends is your best choice. Best Fiends is a casual game anybody can play. It's a 5-star rated game. The characters are so much fun. It's challenging and the puzzles will keep you entertained all day long. The best part, you do not need internet access to play. You can play this game anywhere. Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. Again, that's Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Make 2020 a year where you explore new skills, deepen existing passions, and get lost in creativity with Skillshare's online classes. What you find just might surprise and inspire you. Skillshare is an online learning community where millions come together to take their next step in their creative journey, with thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people on topics including illustration, design, photography, marketing, freelancing, and so much more. With so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives, Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. Skillshare offers classes designed for real life so you can move your creative journey forward without putting life on hold. You can learn and grow with short classes that fit your busy routine. Plus, Skillshare is also incredibly affordable, especially when compared to pricey in-person classes and workshops. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. Being creative can be helpful in pretty much anything you do. I know I have my eye on the photography class and the freelance and marketing classes as well, so I can improve my business and IG page. Plus, I love that Skillshare has its own community where I can get feedback to make sure that I'm on track. Skillshare is a proud sponsor of Ladies Like Us. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/ladies and get 2 free months of premium membership. That's 2 whole months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. Get started and join today by heading to Skillshare.com/ladies. That's Skillshare.com/ladies.
All right, guys, welcome back. We have skincare expert and celebrity esthetician Sonia Dekar and her daughter Mimi Dekar, who is the VP and creative director of the Sonia Dekar Skin Clinic, with us today to talk about all things skin.
Thank you guys for being
here.
Yay, we're so happy.
Yes.
I'm so excited. I tell you, I got excited so much since yesterday, the first time in my life I heard a podcast. And I heard Nas yesterday talking about the experience of exercise and feeling guilty. I thought, like, related to it, and I'm going back to it, of course, full speed now. But it's such a fascinating, and you guys, you know, like Nadia, imitate her father, the way he talked, I thought it's hilarious.
Isn't she so good at the accents?
Yeah, you got a big fan now. You're really big fan.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm so glad we're your first podcast.
Yes.
We're awesome. Honored.
Welcome to the new watch on
Exciting.
Well, we had been trying to get a scheduled facial with you guys, but everyone's schedules are just crazy.
But we're dying to go in.
I know.
Because we heard you are the facial specialist. Top.
I promise you. You're going to feel my energy here. You said, I want to go to this woman.
I can already feel it.
And there's no regret. You know, it's like no going back. You're going to see the result. You're going to see how it's amazing feel. Uh-huh. And you said, okay, who needs a surgery? Who needs like something else? And I know you guys, like, you never did anything because I heard about Dr. Diamond yesterday.
Wow, you really listened to
her. Yeah, I learned the whole damn thing. Wow. All the way. I got so excited. I couldn't stop. As a matter of fact, I rerun it again.
No way.
Yes, bring our numbers up, Sonia.
I know you guys virgin. You didn't do any injectable. And that's kind of like my theory at my work, how we can basically get the pinnacle of beauty and lifting and tightening and get rid of mark and scarring and it's everything, like take off like the double chin, cheekbone, everything else, lifting that without surgery. And that technology which I create, and that's really fit a lot of people, not just you guys, also a lot of clientele that can afford like anything in the world. If they come for private jet, they can afford injectable, they can afford like surgery. They come and they see the result. It basically, they look so much younger, so much healthier, and so much themselves, like so much themselves, but background, you know. You can really, honestly, with a good technology and good products to get homework AMPM, you can really beat the odds by at least 15 years. And I don't think even surgery can do it. most
wait,
of the
wait.
Time.
Can we go back to when you said you can get rid of your double chin without surgery or injectables?
And we can get rid of the puffy eyes and dark circle with no surgery.
You're speaking my language, Sonia.
And then we can get rid of, you know, lifting the eyes without, like, cutting the skin here. We can do a miracle, cosmetic-wise, beauty. Mm-hmm. But also what we do in our clinic is really is about also clinical medical. We can get rid of psoriasis without, like, any kind of steroid or any kind of medication. We can get rid of dermatitis. Mm-hmm. We can get rid of a lot of medical, like acne, scar, discoloration, melasma, rosacea, which is, like, we discovered, like, 450 million people in the world. Mm-hmm. You have rosacea, believe me or not. That's a big chunk piece, a big piece of pie in the world. They have rosacea. So can you imagine people come to us, they just, like, have, like, obstacle of, like, clinical medical issues, but also, like, a beauty concern.
Right.
And we can completely wrap it up under one umbrella of our clinics, the Sonia Dakar, and make them, like, game changer.
So is this through just topical applications, or you have supplements too, right?
We have supplements. Mm-hmm. We have products, and also she has a lot of equipment. And she manipulates her machines to work in ways they weren't created to, but she's kind of a skin magician where she can even take a machine that tightens, and she figured out how to, like, sculpt cheekbones. So she is magician.
She just
creates treatments out of some of the machines that are on the market, but like, one of her machines, she does this, like, eye cupping.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't meant for that, but she noticed there was, like, a suction element to it, and she just practiced, and she's like, wow, this can...
That is...
You're an innovator.
Innovator. Now they give me the idea now, so I would like to come out with a machine the next year.
Uh-huh.
Like, eye cupping would be for the public, so they can purchase it, and nobody have to go with dark circle or puffy eyes anymore.
Don't give other people that idea, Mom.
Well, leave the technology out of it.
Yes.
Wow. Well, Sonia, let's take it back to the very beginning. Mm-hmm. Where did your fascination with skincare begin?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was a little girl, I never thought I'm going to be in this business at all. No, I thought I'm going to be fashion designer, basically. That's kind of like my dream when I was like, after like 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But then things changed, and I saw, like, a lot of my friends, they have breakout and acne, and they didn't know at the time what to do. I remember a lot of my friends, they used to go to that nurse every day, to the doctor, and have injectable penicillin at the time to get rid of the infection, which is like, have, like, cystic acne all over, which is like kids used to tease, and they said, oh, you have a pizza face and stuff like this.
Yeah.
So because pustule and a lot of infection and leading to really uncomfortable situations.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these things, I want to help this friend.
Mm-hmm.
I personal never had acne in my life, except like once a month during the period time and I'm a cheat.
One little breakout.
Like, never. This is not what it drawn because I had a problem and I went to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like I look at my surrounding and then I thought, like, wow, I have to help these people.
Aww.
So then, you know, like the whole thing is like, go like snowball, I decide, how can we treat like acne without medication, penicillin, and later on, like 20 years after, they became even Accutane and like, you know, can hit like the liver, kidney, and depression.
It's harsh.
And they have to you have to do all kind of testing every 2 weeks, blood testing, pregnant women cannot have it. The whole thing is like came to me, it's something I have to make a change.
Right.
And that's what I went to it.
Wow.
That's amazing.
So with cystic acne, how do you get rid of that? Because it's deep within. It's not on the surface.
Cystic acne come for like, you know, like several reasons. I'll tell you how, like, for I develop a treatment, how to take care of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At my time when I start, you know, when I went to school and I learned like to be like a chemist and I thought like, I have to turn it to holistic approach.
Right.
So that's why I decided if I'm going to go not to be like in medical field, I want to be more an alternative and holistic. I have to know how I can solve the problem I can develop. So that's why I became esthetician, medical esthetician at a time.
Okay.
So just kind of to satisfy my idea where I'm going to go for and format about like line of products will be like take care of the issues like I start with like issues like acne, scar and discoloration and stuff like this, and mm-hmm. I develop it after to rosacea, psoriasis, and then cosmetic. So when I did all of these things, I decide I developed the products, and then the products which is I develop like holistic thing, then I decide to be esthetician. During the time I was an esthetician, I find out the whole world about like European facial and European mm-hmm. facial, more massages, more relaxing, more music, more putting people to sleep. Mm-hmm. And I decide this really is not going to work, like mm-hmm. to clear acne. Mm-hmm. So I came with like the world and like even the my system came and I said, like, this is have to be a fitness mm-hmm. or boot camp. You mm-hmm. cannot have a great body without exercising right. and, like, routinely.
And
after the extreme, you can take a boot camp and, like, mm-hmm. really be hard in your body in a way mm-hmm. so you can get your goal achieved. I said, mm-hmm. why the skin cannot have like right, this, like right. a boot camp? Besides, I've been in Israeli army and then I exercise all the army thing. So I knew it. It's like nothing comes for free, mm-hmm. so we have to work on it. So I make my partner, my clientele to be my partner. Mm-hmm. So I give her like, I develop the system how to get rid of acne. Mm-hmm. Even like acne is genetic, mm-hmm. lifestyle, mm-hmm. and also like I would say like diet, mm-hmm. and also self-behaving. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's
if
really
you're depressed
great.
Or whatever.
You know, it's not just depression and stress. First of all,
stress,
genetic
right.
from your
yeah,
parents.
Right.
Most likely, you're gonna it's mm-hmm. basically you can't like it's go genetically go like generation to generation unfortunately mm-hmm. inherited it. And then second thing is like hormonal mm-hmm. and third is like lifestyle mm-hmm. and then lifestyle it's mean like diet mm-hmm. being a sun mm-hmm. being doing like picking on your skin you mm-hmm. know with your finger and then also stress related mm-hmm. which is like definitely can cause all of these things so when mm-hmm. I created like the boot camp and fitness, I make my clientele to be my partner. Mm-hmm. So basically, I give him 50% of responsibility, mm-hmm. what to do and what not to do.
So you
and
educate them.
Yes, she educates and she empowers them mm-hmm. and she makes them take their own responsibility. So mm-hmm. it's like going to the gym. Your trainer could work you out.
Right.
But you need to go home and not eat 3 cheeseburgers.
Right.
And you need to do it on your own time.
And not to move out of your couch.
So she needs to educate them.
Yeah.
She puts
podcast.
But
yeah.
She puts them on basically it's like a 6 or 8 week boot camp. They come right. in every single week mm-hmm. and she basically treats their skin for that period of time and then wow. they maintain it. But she puts them on diet. She gives them vitamins to mm-hmm. take. She basically adjusts their entire lifestyle because it's really a 360 approach for
right.
your skin.
Right.
His skin is like same thing, taking care of your body, everything. Right. It's really yeah. very
I mean,
holistic.
This is a lifestyle change.
It yeah. is.
Yes. Yeah. I love that.
And it shows through your skin, like, I know, like, if I drink too much
oh.
or I don't get enough, I mean, everything
not
shows.
Not even enough water in
yeah.
the day. It's
it
just
all shows in your face and your
absolutely.
Skin.
Absolutely.
You could see when you get a little bit older, you guys are probably young, but you can see the girls
you.
That you grew up with, like, you could see who partied in their 20s and who didn't because you could see it on their skin. How
oh,
they
no.
Do I look like I party?
No, you look fresh and do it.
Oh, I party.
But you know what? The age of, like, 18 and 20, you still can, like, you think, yeah, you control the world. You can drink, you know, over the weekend and you sleep like 3 o'clock in the morning. You wake up, you're still gorgeous and fresh and
right.
beautiful.
You have youth
but
on your
but
side.
But it's yeah. really, really, it's everything in tech, like computer mm-hmm. and register on your body and element and enzyme and all of these things. And then one day you wake up, like age of 26, 27, you said, oh, my God, my skin is not the same thing. The complexion is not the same. Mm-hmm. I cannot, like, drink too much anymore
right.
because my eyes became puffy.
Yeah.
I cannot sleep, like, very late, and I feel like my face is, like, lost the color. Mm-hmm. Or I cannot have, like, unhealthy diet, even if I'm thin, because genetically, it starts, like, shows in my face
right.
or starts mm-hmm. shows in my energy mm-hmm. or my even health. Mm-hmm. You know, so you cannot take advantage of youth forever.
No,
and
that's
start,
true.
Like,
that is a tip.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then start, you know, really, I said, register the computer. Mm-hmm. And then when the information all the way there, it start like after you push the button and all the information come out. And that's mm-hmm. exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot take advantage for life of like bed lifestyle. And like basically also consuming like the diet and lack of exercising
right.
and doing like they're not the right thing for your body. Your body is like a vehicle. It's like, I always said, like always, is like the holy temple. Mm-hmm. And you have to appreciate it, because without this, the mind is not going to work. When you're healthy, you have a great energy. Mm-hmm. When you have a great energy, you feel the sky's the limit, what you can achieve in your life.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's like physical, business-wise you can go, mm-hmm. relationship you can go. This is really a basic of life. Yeah. And guess what? It's go also not on your physical and your mental, go on your beauty. Mm-hmm. Because you cannot discount it. It's really related. It's, you cannot discount the health and beauty mm-hmm. when your body is very ill. Yeah. If you go to the hospital and you see people like sick and like with IV or like and like in terrible health condition, mm-hmm. none of them look good. I mean, they can have a beautiful feature, but like when you have complexion mm-hmm. and you look tired and you look bad, it's because you're sick. It shows.
Yeah.
So that's why I believe like health and beauty is connected. That's why I came with a supplement at a mm-hmm. time, and I still send the probiotic, clean your body all the way, mm-hmm. and like all of these, the vitamin, the omega 3 and 6 and 9, also internal. Yeah. So I work with my clientele at boot camp in no nonsense. Whoever cannot follow after these, it's really it's a last case for them.
Yeah, right?
And that's what it is.
See, and I'm a makeup artist. So I see it all the time in my clients that I know when they're not taking care of their skin, because I'm there in their face,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and I can feel the roughness. So mm-hmm. I know when they don't exfoliate. I know, like, I can almost tell, like, their regimen. This person doesn't, you know, do this or that.
You see, and it's so, like a magnifier,
yeah.
right, with your work.
And it makes your job a
it
little
makes
more
it more difficult.
Right.
And then they'll say, well, why isn't this sitting right on my skin? Or what? And it's not about the makeup. It's not about the products. You have to start with good skincare. And I
Absolutely.
Tell that to all my clients. You know, it's not about, because I don't like to pack on a lot of foundation.
Right.
I'm not about that. I like clean, fresh, dewy skin, and the less is better, you know? So it's like you have to take care of your skin. You have to exfoliate.
It's the canvas for the painting.
Yes.
That you,
absolutely. Yes.
But even if you do, like, you know, the best makeup on the planet, the mm-hmm. best color to match, you know, mm-hmm. for the same skin tone and stuff like this. You know, makeup cannot stay forever. Like after
no.
2 hours, it's sinking
yeah.
in.
Yeah, exactly.
Sinking in. Mm-hmm. If you have a crease around the eye area, is this, you know, you see the line, the mm-hmm. white line in between, mm-hmm. and you see the shadows, like the dark circle under the eyes. Mm-hmm. And no matter what you do, like mm-hmm. miracle, even you can do it temporarily, cover the flaws and, mm-hmm. and discoloration, all of these things,
right.
or rosacea. But bump, if people have like scarring mm-hmm. or acne or anything like this, it's still,
yeah.
you're painting on unhealthy and not smooth canvas.
Right, right.
And that it still shows. So basically.
That's a texture thing. You can't
yeah,
change
right.
texture.
Right.
I can't hide or camouflage texture. You know
That's
what
right.
I mean?
But you know what? We're talking about healthy products is very important in skin. I just want to mention it here. I was really the pioneer of like 30-some years ago. Oh, wait a minute. I'm still 34.
No, I was actually going to ask you, what was the first product you developed?
Omega.
No one, they don't know what Omega
oil.
Tells about
for face
Omega oil.
Oil.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I'll tell you, like, I'm the very beginning of my career.
Okay.
I develop a lot of products, you know, like the milk cleanser and then oil. All my life, I wash my face with oil mm-hmm. at a time. Like, really is. Like, since I was, like, I would say, like, 16, 17 years old. Mm-hmm. And you can see, I still have, like, you know,
and did somebody
skin.
Recommend that to you? Where did
no,
you learn that?
No, it's like I'm drawn to oil. You mm-hmm. know, it's like reminds me in the Bible since the ancient time, the King Solomon. Was like they brush him with oil when they appoint him to be a king, and that's kind of
you know
royal
when they anoint
family.
Kings, they pour oil over their head.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know that either.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what's the purpose of that?
It's just like it's just part
a cleansing.
Of their, yeah, it's part huh. of it's part of the ritual for anointing kings.
And also, huh. oil make you like an aura around you, and that's huh. like physical. You can take like certain cameras, and they see the aura, the light, you know, around uh-huh. you. When you put oil all over, you see kind of like with special mm-hmm. A camera, you can see the light around you, and mm-hmm. that's kind of why they did like the royalty, the time, the brushing with the oil.
But side note, do you guys know that my mom was a queen in a past? Life. And I'm not kidding.
From where?
Wait, she once got like a reading
know.
That she
okay.
was a queen in a past life, and I think that's why she's also attracted to royal
type of rituals. Uh-huh. Yes.
Oh,
she's always been talking about anointing kings for as long as I could remember.
So you did past life regression. I think that's what it's called.
It's like I never go to this kind of thing. To me, it's kind of a little bit nonsense. Uh-huh. I never go.
I love it.
You she's like, what? Until honestly, they told me I was a queen.
I never go.
Yes, like, but someone in our family went and they said your mom was a queen. And we're like, it makes sense.
That is so
We
bad.
Get it.
I will take it, but I myself... I'll take it.
It's a good thing. She approves.
But I like in myself, I never like went to reading, no card, no palm, no nothing. Right. It's kind of like I feel, you know, I feel intuitive,
right?
And that's good enough for me. Like to see what I can feel the energy of some people, and then I can feel it like what can happen if that we choose or what I choose. So that's enough for me to be close, spiritual, but I'm very practical and businesswoman at the same time.
Same.
So it's kind of a great combination because I'm not like spaced out at all, and I'm more grounded all
well,
the
and,
way.
And it's hard to, there's so many people that claim, it's like, how do you know who's being honest? Because I do believe that there are people that have the ability to do that, but I also feel there's a lot of people that are bullshitting out
there.
Of
course.
So it's like, how do you know, you know, who's, I'm just
you can feel it when somebody tells you straightforward, you know, even something you don't want to hear.
Right.
And that's basically is most like a genuine thing. That doesn't matter. That doesn't mean they're going to hurt you. But if I tell the client, my client, and I take a photo and document it, and I said, listen, I'm here to tell you all the truth, but not to hurt you in a good way. So it's like my trainer now come to me and I said, okay, I want to go to like two sizes smaller. And that's what it is. And check me out. And that's it. So to say the truth, you don't have to hurt people. You say it from tough love.
Right.
And when you say everything like this, it basically is like, it's been acceptable.
Right.
So you can tell it's like that's more genuine information and they're not going around the bushes.
I see.
But when people, I think when they go sometimes to tarot cards or things like that, they want to hear something. They need it.
Yeah, they're seeking. From
an, yes, they come from an emotional place and they want to believe it.
Reassurance.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like those people that are fraudulent can feel that too. They know when.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also you have to remember, like, if a psychic or if you're going to a spiritual medium is telling you something, it can also change your own path because you're going to think about it and you're going to make these decisions.
Your perception.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That could lead you actually to that.
Right, right, so, right.
Yeah, it's a give and take.
It's all about the individual, how they presented to this information, and that's what it is. And I respect every single thing if it's help. But for me, I like to see it like reality and how to work it and face it every day and how to solve my issues and problem, and could be like so many good and bad, and that's how like my life is about.
I love that.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk more about your oil.
Yes.
Because I'm interested in this oil.
We need to brought you one today.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
The holidays have come and gone, but that doesn't mean there aren't still visions of sugar plums and cookies dancing in our heads and making our bodies feel terrible. In fact, the average American consumes 17 teaspoons of added sugar a day. That adds up to over a pound a week. Your body needs a break from all that sugar. And we have the solution with the Sugar-Free 3 only on OpenFit. Sugar-Free 3 is a three-week program designed by New York Times bestselling author and former editor-in-chief of Cosmopolitan and Women's Health, Michelle Promaleko, to help you kick your processed sugar habit. Cutting out refined sugars helps you have more energy during the day, sleep better at night, have healthier looking skin, and of course, lose weight. In fact, you could lose 5, 10, even 15 pounds in just 21 days just by cutting the sugar. Kick the sugars, not the carbs. Enjoy potatoes, fruit, even whole grain breads and pasta. Sugar-Free 3 makes cutting processed sugar and eating healthy super simple any time of the year. After the holidays, before vacation, and whenever your body feels like it needs a reset. Your Sugar-Free 3 program comes with 21-day customized meal plan, hundreds of Sugar-Free 3 approved recipes to choose from, easy food tracking, so no need to count calories and never feel deprived of your choices, food label decoder so you can easily identify hidden sugars. And all of this is included on the OpenFit app. And right now, our listeners get a 14-day free trial membership to OpenFit when you text LADIES to 50 50 50. You will get a free access to Open Fit, Sugar Free 3, and all the on-demand and live workouts and nutrition information totally free for 14 days. Again, just text LADIES to 50 50 50. Standard message and data rates may apply. I love when I discover companies that make life just a little bit easier. And one that I learned about recently called Simple Health is a total game changer for women's health. If you're on birth control, looking to get back on, or want to try it for the first time, then you know how difficult, annoying, and honestly, so confusing that process can be. From figuring out which method you want to dealing with refills at the pharmacy or remembering to renew your prescription, it is anything but simple. Enter Simple Health. They're changing all that with online birth control prescriptions and free home delivery, making birth control accessible, convenient, and affordable for all women. Here's how it works, ladies. Go to simplehealth.com/ladies and fill out an online health profile with your medical history, conditions, and birth control preferences. Whether you already know the exact brand you want or need something to skip periods and manage acne, Simple Health has got you covered. A licensed doctor will review your information, determine if you're a good candidate for birth control, and write you a prescription for the right method, whether that's the pill, patch, or ring. Then your birth control ships to your door for free on a recurring reschedule, so you never have to worry about forgetting a refill or missing a pill ever again. Try a better way to get birth control with Simple Health by going to simplehealth.com/ladies or just enter code ladies at checkout. Again, try a better way to get birth control with Simple Health by going to simplehealth.com/ladies and enter our code ladies at check out. Give it a try and thank me later.
All right, guys, we are back with Sonia and Mimi Dakar, and we are going to talk about why is everyone so afraid of oil? I love oil.
I'm obsessed every night.
And I have oily to combination. I used to, actually, when I was younger, I had oilier skin. And as I'm getting older, it's, you know, drying out with age. So now I have combination. But that does not mean that I cannot use oil. That's right. Just because you're oily, this is what I tell everybody, because everyone's like, you put oil? That's terrible. Why is everyone so afraid of oil?
So when I came with this like 30 years ago with oil, when I was really in the 20s, I came with one reason, mm-hmm. you know, the glycolic acid was very, very, start like fresh and new. The microdermabrasion was salt and crystal and all these things. There was overprocessed the skin. People come to me with lesion and come to me with all kind of obstacle. Even doctors send me clientele and to heal them. Mm-hmm. So I was like thinking about it, how I can take care of these people when they come with so many issues because they're overprocessed, because they used to sell glycolic acid almost pure and pharmaceutical.
Oh, wow. You know, pure?
Yeah. It's that's almost so pure. Harsh. 70%. They used to
When it first came out, I don't think people really knew how to use it, and everyone was doing it. Remember like when Botox came out and like dentist offices were doing it?
Wow, no.
No, I didn't know this.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't on our radar, probably, yeah.
But it was like, you can get a glycolic peel at your nail salon. Everyone was trying to make a buck on this glycolic acid.
Thrashing,
and people would come in with this overprocessed skin because it was this new ingredient, acid, but then no one knew how to use it.
Right, which is a great ingredient.
Yeah.
I use it at night from time to time. But
proportioned
not,
out.
Yeah, it's only a percentage.
Much more diluted.
Exactly.
And buffered. And there's better technology now than there was back then.
There was a professional, great, even professional today doesn't use the pure because it really can do like scarring, can do discoloration, can do lesion, can do dermatitis, can lead to so many things.
Wow.
Anyway, the time was like people didn't know and they didn't have a good guiding, and new thing is always kind of like, it's amazing if you know like more information, but it's not if you don't. So I was like struggling what to do with them, with all of these like people like I've been showered with a client. So when I researched, it was no like iPhone, was no Google at the time. So I have to go to the library, and I find out they use it, you know, at the time to clean the 14th century. We have like in England, the mad cow disease, like a lot of like cow, like, you know, completely like gone. And then a farmer, the farmers at the time was devastated. So they find out You know, so for some kind of oil, I start like working with people. There used to be like the blue collar used to work for the royal family, burned like cooking
there's
the
that,
kitchen.
There's
and
that
got
royal
burned.
Reference.
Right? And they put rubbing oil. They said, okay, if that's healed, burn or anything infection, we'd like to go for it. So if they find out the omega from flaxseed is like more.
Right.
Like
it wasn't just any oil. They used raw flaxseed oils to coat the floors of the barns.
Oh.
So because it has natural antibacterial properties.
Right.
So
too.
When these cows had mad cow disease, they would coat the barn floor with this raw flaxseed oil.
Interesting.
And it would just really like kill all the bacteria. And that's what was really beneficial. And also, back to the royals, or just back even in the ancient times, they would use this raw flaxseed oil. So specifically, right. The flaxseed oil that they would use to heal burn victims. And when she saw that, she thought it was
and bacterial. The
yeah,
same time.
It had so many different benefits.
Right.
So she created a pure oil from we call it organic omega booster,
mm-hmm.
but it's because it's rich in omega 3, 6, and 9 fatty acids, but it
right.
comes from flaxseed. And we didn't even call it oil. We had to call it booster.
Because they're afraid.
Because if someone looked at the label,
right.
they would get scared.
Right.
And now we wish we could change it to oil, but we've had this name for so long, so it's kind of like.
It's classic now.
It's,
yeah.
It just stuck.
Yeah.
There's too much CEO invested in it.
Right. So when a lot of people came to me and then burn and lesion and all of it from overprocessed, but also. Some girls came also with acne and oily skin and stuff like this. So people, when they heard, like, I want to take care of them with oil, I start, like, you know, treat them in my clinic. And I find out, like, it's a miracle. It's healed mm-hmm. them completely. Close the lesion, get rid of the redness, mm-hmm. and get rid of infection, too. It's mm-hmm. also antibacterial. So I start, like, bottle it in small and give it sample. After a while, I feel like I discover, like the gold rush in California. People start loving it. But before, when I tell them oil, they said, no, oil is not. And I was laughing with them. I said, what do you know about oil? Only kitchen cooking?
Right.
Only the Brigitte Bardot time, much before you born, but she was the sex icon.
Yeah, I love her.
It's so pretty. So they used to do, like, the baby oil, the mineral oil,
right.
and the reflector and mirror. Not even my time. Before my time,
uh-huh.
and to get like this, the standard of rich people going to Saint-Tropez, it means like whoever 10,
right?
It means like wealthy and high
God.
Lifestyle. So
they
that's
put it
what
on their bodies for tanning,
body and face
with iodine,
okay.
yeah,
with
the mirrors,
either
oh,
aluminum
no.
foil
yeah,
or either mirror, believe me or not. And people got like really tan but burned the same time,
oh, of course.
But they didn't want to understand like why oil can heal the skin and it's okay to feed the skin mm-hmm. fatty essential oil, but when they find out how is amazing was, you know, mm-hmm. I remember Andrea Linnet from Lucky Magazine at the time, she was fashion director at the time, and she came to me and she had like certain things she wanted corrected, but when she heard oil and she said no. So I was like the biggest mouth on the planet. I used to take like picture of Kodak.
You were Polaroid. The biggest mouth in the planet?
maybe I still
Mother
have some.
Dynamic. I love it.
But at the same time, I took like a Polaroid. I used to take like documenting the skin about like 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, so I have all the picture of them, like how the skin looked like. And then at the same time, I have a questionnaire. So when they said to me, no oil, I used to take the picture. I said, okay, you see it here. You have acne, discoloration, scarring, aging, sun damage. I said, either this way or the highway, you have to, either you let me help you,
right.
or you can take your skin out of here. And, like,
and that is that.
You can take your skin out of here.
And go.
I love it.
And I tell you, I did it like, honestly, it's like genuinely, without hurting them. I
right.
said, you come to the doctor, you want to help. You come here. But if you're debating with your doctor, why you should come anyway?
Right. I mean, that's
so
true.
That's what I thought. If I'm going to be therapist for a skin,
uh-huh.
I am the one. Make me make decision mm-hmm. and let me help you out all
yeah.
the way. Let me approve it to you.
Right.
So after a very short time, he said, okay. You know, when I show them the picture, I show the
right.
questionnaire what they fill up, they find out something about this. When they try the oil and they try the rest of the product, they became like, amazing all over Hollywood.
Wow.
So Andrea Linnet, the one with a fashion designer, after like a few days, all her breakout gone completely.
Wow.
That took like less than a week. Honestly, Mimi, you remember? She called, she want to have the bottle to feature out because she finished her bottle.
Right.
And that's how it starts. So Hollywood starts running like Rolling Stone. People so, magazine for 3 pages. Right. The whole world.
So she put you. She put your products in. Was it L magazine? No.
L was the first one we were in. L. Mom, with Jean Godfrey June.
Right. Yeah. And once that happened, it you guys just took off.
Game over. Nice. But with L magazine was a nice thing because the fashion director of L magazine came to me. And I clear her up. She decided to
as
come
just from
a New
regular
York.
Client. We didn't even know who she was. Uh-huh. She just flew in.
She's a daughter, very famous at the time, a huge, huge celebrity actor. But she came to me after the first time. She saw her skin like completely game changer. Mm-hmm. So she decided to come every weekend from New York to come to me. After like several weeks, the Lucky Magazine, the beauty director said, what's going on
not
with your
lucky,
skin?
Elle.
Elle Magazine.
She moved to Lucky, that's why. No,
Jean Godfrey June at the time.
Now mm-hmm. she's at Goop, yeah.
Jean, mm-hmm. Yeah, she's mm-hmm. at Goop now. Jean Godfrey June, mm-hmm. when she saw it, she said, wow, this is like something I never saw in my life.
Right.
And then she wrote a big article, the whole page about me.
Wow.
And the funny thing, when I went to New York and do appearance and products, you know, demonstration, Jean at the time, she said, she's for like 10, 15 years traumatized was some very big brand name, and she never gonna go to facial ever again. But when she saw what I did, and she decided only me, I will take care of her skin. And basically, for like 15, 20 years, uh-huh. I did it.
Wow.
Every time I went to New York.
But, that's amazing.
Wow. Yeah. Your first celebrity client was Drew Barrymore, I read. Is that
yes,
true?
Yes.
How old was she?
She was really, like when she did Cinderella.
Oh,
I love that movie.
It wasn't called Cinderella.
It was
Happily Ever After?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, it was Ever After.
Ever After. Yeah. Such a good movie. I forgot about that movie. No, it is Ever After.
Is it Ever
yeah.
After? Okay.
As a matter of fact, I did film with her in a way because you remember the people that did
documentary this guy made a documentary called My Date with Drew.
Oh, really?
And he was, this was like 10, 15
obsessed
years ago.
With her.
He was obsessed with Drew Barrymore, uh-huh. and he was trying to get a date with Drew Barrymore.
Uh-huh.
So he came to Hollywood, and he was trying to interview anyone that had like 7 degrees of Drew Barrymore.
Right.
And he interviewed my mom because he like read in the magazines.
Wow.
And then he did end up getting a date with Drew at the end. Like she was so touched and honored, but it was actually
aww.
Really, really cute.
I was like 20 minutes
and
it's
like
film.
Or creepy. He bought like he had like 30 days to get a date with Drew because he like bought a video camera at Best Buy and he had 30 days to return it.
Wait, what year was this?
I mean like the 90s.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
But I tell Best Buy. You, this movie.
But it was very cute.
Was all over the world. It's like so successful. And I was like almost 20 minutes in the movie.
Well, my mom said that's how she got her SAG membership.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that funny?
Yes, that's great.
I don't. We haven't kept up her SAG membership, but I thought it was funny that she's like on IMDb.
Now we need to find this.
Yeah,
we need to find this.
So Drew Barrymore was like the first one. I think Cameron Diaz was the second one.
Wow. Well, they're friends too. So
and by the way, they came through their makeup artist.
Ah, there you go.
Well, makeup artists are a big source of referrals for us because you work on their skin exactly like you said.
The first one.
And you see what's going on and if you think something can change it and your clients trust you.
Exactly. And if they want the best results and want to look their best, they mm-hmm. need to go take care of their skin.
Yeah.
So that makes tons of
sense.
So now
you know where to send
yes,
them.
Yes, I know. I'm going to get my facial and I'm going to send everyone there.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, guys, we need to talk about the family dynamic.
Yes. All right.
So how is it working together so closely?
Okay. That's a all big right. okay. It's not easy.
Yeah,
of course really not. We have one other family member. My brother works with us too.
Okay.
And he runs operations. He's in our office now.
Mm-hmm. So family dynamic, they mm-hmm. have even like, I find that even they have a therapist or a shrink for family businesses. Do you know this? I didn't know.
No, like, but that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah, I agree. That's a great idea.
It's a very, very hard, but you know what? It basically, you don't turn to enemy, but everybody have like some kind of an idea. Mm-hmm. And it's so hard when you come and become business, mm-hmm. clear business, strictly business. And then after this, you meet on a weekend, your family, you turn the switch after mm-hmm. turn the switch completely and turn to be a mom or sister or brother mm-hmm. or son and stuff like this. it's not easy mm-hmm. because we are human beings and mm-hmm. we have like certain idea for business. Mm-hmm. And if you believe in it or not, you have to kind of like the dynamic is like to bring it in a table and not always being acceptable, not always is like sometimes irritation in the middle. Mm-hmm. It's not easy, but we try to overcome it.
Right.
It's a pretty every day.
It's a double-edged sword, right? Mm-hmm. So you know they always yeah. have your back. There's no right. cattiness.
Right.
There's like it's all trust all the time, but then professionalism goes right out the window. Like I could be on the conference call, and my mom's like, "Mimi, I brought you lemons from my tree." I'm like, I'm pointing to my phone. I'm like, I'm on a conference call. She's like, "You don't want the lemon, and I brought your children strawberries." I'm like, "Mom,"
or
like, I'm literally on a work call. She goes, "Hello." I'm like, "This is like," I'm like, "I'm on a call." It happened to me once when I was in conference. I'm like, "Mom?" She's like, "Who is it?" I'm like, "I feel like I'm in high school again." So and it's just like,
yeah.
I do respect my mom as a mom, but because we work together, yeah. you're so
everything's
comfortable.
Yeah.
That,
the lines get blurred easily.
It does get blurred, and I'm not always super respectful. We did get an argument on the way here, too. But if it was my boss and my boss kept me waiting for 15 minutes, I probably wouldn't say anything. But when she kept me waiting for 15 minutes,
mom.
I get like super irritated.
Yeah.
So it's not easy, but like, yeah. I don't think I would have it any other way.
I was going to ask
at the
that.
Same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I mean, like, I'm a mother, so I could leave in the middle of the day to pick up my kids if I want to. Right. If they're off, I'm just like, I'm not coming in today. Mm-hmm. I don't have to get anyone's permission. And no one ever gives me attitude about it either. Like, because right. you know, when you're there, you work so mm-hmm. hard because it's your business. Mm-hmm. But my mom's like super chill.
Are you guys hoping that it stays like a family business and it progresses into
We're not sure what's going to be the next mm-hmm. few years. Mm-hmm. And we would like to take our company to much like a different direction next year and mm-hmm. more. Mm-hmm. So we don't know what's going to happen. If the company is going to grow the way we want it, mm-hmm. who knows?
Mm-hmm. I think you always did want it, but right now, the way the beauty industry has changed, that there's so much money yeah. being invested in brands.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You almost need to.
It's hard to keep up.
Yeah.
So but you know what? Up. Even when the company like grow and mm-hmm. be like, I said like every company when it grow, they be in display of purchasing mm-hmm. the company. And that I see it all the time. Mm-hmm. It's all about the prices. I think mm-hmm. like the only one is still out is still a family mm-hmm. kind of, you know, the brother together. But it's so tempting and everything else. But you have always chosen to be a board of directors, something.
Like yeah, we're always going to be involved in the company right. no matter what. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I can't imagine doing anything else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We don't take any kind of luck. We don't streak our company what's going to be in the future.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's been 30 years of family, you know, yeah. like because you started in your – it was a guest house?
Yeah.
That you
yeah.
started all this?
In the back yes. house, yeah.
Because you were a mother and you were young, right?
Yeah.
So that's where it began. So talk to us about, like, that experience. How was that for you as a daughter? And, like, your mother was – what did you learn?
Loved it. So my mom – when we immigrated into this country, my mom was – had three kids, and she was pregnant with my little sister. Mm-hmm. And that she was an assistant in Israel, so they turned the guest house in the back, you know, the garage to a guest house and that mm-hmm. to, like, a skincare studio.
Nice.
And my mom just worked around our schedule. There mm-hmm. was, you know, nannies were not as common back then as right. they are right. right now.
It was, but when I tried it, like, and I saw my child, the baby, was crying hysterical, and she's, like, on the phone oh. with her family, I said, like, it's not mm-hmm. going to work for me. Mm-hmm. So I really work around the schedule. Mm-hmm. But here you go. I developed my art businesses. I opened, like, in Beverly Boulevard. Mm-hmm. Beverly Boulevard, it was, like, game changer completely.
Right.
So, but you did that when we were – so I think when we're in elementary school and we really needed her, she was worked at home. Mm-hmm. And my sister and I would come home from school and we would go right under the facial beds where she gave facials and we would like play and color mm-hmm. and my sister would do performances. So we just really grew up.
She got some tips from
she God. Did. She did. She was spunky. And now my sister's an esthetician.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, okay. She lives
That's
in New York.
Amazing.
So
it's
we worked together, but not really.
You guys
yeah.
Since
yeah.
the beginning.
And then when we were in high school, she opened up her first storefront because we didn't need her as much. Right. I mean, we needed her, but it's not like we were small
right.
toddlers right, or, right. you know, grade school kids.
It was not easy to juggle to right. be a career woman because I put 100% to my business. It means like to develop products and to be like to develop technique and to develop like a lot of technology also at the same time. I was working at the very beginning for 7 days a week.
Yeah, wow. So that's when, right, when you started your first storefront in Beverly Boulevard, I think that's when she made her, before her career was number two, her family was number one. And then as soon as she opened a location and we were like kind of, you know, we're all over the place, we're older, you worked 7 days a week, right. Like 14. She'd go in the morning and come home at like at 11 o'clock every
sacrifice.
Single night.
Sacrifice. Yep. That's sacrifice.
I remember
right
Cameron
there.
Diaz one time, she told me, Sonia, you work until 10, 11 o'clock at night. Is so many people on the planet is with acne?
That's great.
She told you that. That's so funny.
That's a great quote.
But it's, everything is balanced later on. And then I became like 6 days a week, but I travel a lot. And I traveled then to New York, to Florida, to all over. We opened a lot of like Sonia Deca skincare for a lot of stores, the beauty stores and spas and hotels and everything else. And then now we're going like globally. We are opening in Europe and we hope to God like the next year is going to be like completely a different movement. Big direction.
So what is that driving force for you? What was that motivation to just 7 days a week? And was it your love and passion for skin? Like what kept you motivated to have all those sacrifices?
You know, it's really kind of like start from childhood.
It's who she is.
Right.
I always have a dream to be different and to be successful. I always see the sky's the limit. As a matter of fact, if you see it at the age of 15, I did the Sonia. It's a woman with a freedom. I was like, the pioneer of a woman can do anything. I didn't have to go with a pink hat and Washington to you know, to do anything. I believe in women all the time.
Right. She's referring to the Y in Sonia in her
logo. Like a freedom. Right. Yeah. Yes. The woman have a freedom. The sky's the limit. So I was the pioneer of believing woman with woman.
Right.
You know, and that's what it is. So when I was like young age, I thought like, I want to do something so to be a memorized forever. Right. I grew in a way, like my father passed away when I was 8 years old. And then my mom had to struggle. She lost everything. And I decided at the age of like 8 years old, how I can make myself different. How I can build my entity and identity different. I don't want to be falling a crack. My mom lost everything. I will feel like poor my little thing of myself. I decided the opposite. I decided to be a friend with my best friend that was like high educated and like very good family. So learn from them, to be one of them, to learn from the positive, to learn from people like motivated. And I was sticking to this image. And I became one of them, or even like more even. My ambitions even more exceeded because I didn't born like this. I born like this maybe, but it's gone. Everything.
Well,
like
I mean,
down
you were
here.
8 years old with this realization. That's profound.
And I basically.
You were always spicy though. I mean, like from what I hear, you're always spicy, but that her father passing away, I think was life changing for her path, but she was always the spiciest. My grandmother says she has four kids, but she was always known as Sonia's mom.
But like, also, like, you're born with this, you know, you're born with it. That's, like, one motivation. I said, I have to prove myself, and, like, everybody knows what I'm going to create.
Right.
And I'm going to be part of the universe, like, people to remember. But also, since I was born, I was, like, not the tomboy, but my father used to send me, like, to buy, like, the grocery and the local thing. And, like, if change was less, I used to count and I said, oh, it's missing, like, a few pennies, you know. You didn't give me the right change. So I have it on me, but I developed, like, a lot more, became more clear to me when my father passed away. And I decided I'm going to be very, very much different. I don't want to be poor little me. I want to be the opposite. I can turn the half cup full and full to the rim.
Yes, right. You don't need to be your circumstances.
Yes, exactly.
I don't want to be a victim.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was just going to say that. You decided you didn't want to be a victim.
And I still tell my clientele sometime when they have like, you became close to a client and they have obstacle, and I always kind of direct her or direct him, like life is about, you know, I call life is about your captain, and you captain, and you have the wheel, mm-hmm. and you take the wheel, you're captain of your wheel. You take the wheel to the right, you go to the right direction, you right. go to the left, you go down. If you go downhill, you go down, or you go up. Mm-hmm. So basically, you mold your life the way you are. You sure do. And yeah. that's what it is. It's yeah. up to you. And you cannot blame anybody else for no. your failure.
No.
But the same time, you have to take the credit for your success yes. also at the same time.
Yeah, even celebrate the small victories. Yes. I've learned that over the years, yeah. too. Yeah.
Small or big or medium,
absolutely.
You in charge and you're responsible.
Oh, I yeah. love that.
And not blame that. Anybody else. Yeah.
No, totally.
Well, guys, thank you so much.
Oh, my God. Yes. I can't believe it. It went by so fast.
I know. It goes by so fast.
But you guys are easy to talk to.
Yeah, we're going to have to continue it now at the clinic when you guys come in.
Yes, please.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And remember, guys,
You can always sit with us.
Thanks for listening to Ladies Like Us from The Lady Gang and Podcast One. The Lady Gang Network is produced by Will Sterling, Steve Delamater, Kirsten Woodward, and Elizabeth Baquet. Thanks for rating and reviewing wherever you get your podcasts, and tune in for new episodes every single week.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.